Wonder Show, presented by Wonder Bread.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We are the bakers who mix the dough and bake the bread in an oven slow and work for the continental. We are the bakers in spotless white who spend the polished and shining bright, who bake the bread that is always right. Hurrah for the Wonder Baker. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Tonight's the night for the Wonder Show, starring Jack Haley, with Lucille Ball, Virginia Vettel, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the Happy Wonder Bakers. When you spend your money for bread, do you get the freshest bread possible, with the three extra advantages of better texture, better fragrance, better flavor? Tomorrow, join the thousands of women who will ask for slow-baked Wonder Bread because they found it better. To date, out of 500,000 women who have compared all good breads at their grocers, 89 out of every 100 have judged Wonder Bread the finest bread of all. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present that star who invited me and his cast for a Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. Oh, and did all the cooking himself. Oh, and here he comes. Jack Haley!
No!
Thank you. What are you groaning for, Gail? Didn't you like my turkey dinner?
Oh, no.
Now listen, Gail. If you didn't like the dinner last night, you're not showing the proper Thanksgiving spirit. Thanksgiving was started by our Pilgrim fathers. They killed the first turkey in 1620.
Well, you didn't have to serve it to us.
Well, Gail, if you're distressed today, it's your own fault. The way you gorged yourself yesterday was a shame. You ate everything in sight.
Well, maybe I did. But, oh, that turkey. That white meat was certainly hard to digest.
White meat? You were eating the tablecloth.
Well, there was more gravy on that than there was on the turkey.
That's gratitude for you. After all I went through yesterday preparing that turkey dinner.
Now, Jack, don't tell me you prepared that dinner all by yourself.
Yes, I did, and believe me, never again. What trouble. There I was all day long over a hot stove. My dishes were rattling, my skillets were banging, my plates were clattering, and throughout the entire day my pans kept falling down.
Should have worn suspenders.
Well, I cooked the turkey according to the cookbook.
What did the cookbook say?
It said to put the turkey over an open fire and keep churning for 3 hours.
Well, did you do it?
Yes, and did I get dizzy? Well, Gail, at least you must admit that I set the table nicely and daintily. Everything was the best.
Yeah, the best. Tin cups, wooden forks, wooden knives.
Yeah? Well, what's so terrible about that?
Oh, that wasn't so bad, but you also had paper plates.
Well, it was today's paper, wasn't it? People are never satisfied.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Lucille. Now, what's the matter with you?
You know those flapjacks you served yesterday for dessert?
Yes.
Well, they haven't stopped flapping yet.
Oh, everybody's complaining.
Well, it serves you right, Lucille. I invited you to have dinner with me at my family estate. Now, there you would have had caviar.
What's caviar?
Scotch meatballs.
A feeble attempt at wit. Caviar comes from a sturgeon.
From a sturgeon?
That's right, Lucille. You know, a sturgeon lays 10,000 eggs a week.
A sturgeon lays 20,000 eggs a week.
You ought to know, sturgeon.
Well, it's a long time before I'll invite you all over for dinner again. Especially after all the trouble I went through to prepare that turkey.
Don't tell me you did it all by yourself.
Well, all except the stuffing. I sent Ted Fiorito out to have it stuffed.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Virginia. What have you got there?
The wishbone from the turkey you served yesterday.
Oh, swell. Hey, let's make a wish like we used to when we were kids.
All right, Jack. Now, take one end of the wishbone.
Okay. Now, what comes out of the chimney?
Smoke.
My wish and your wish will never be broke.
Mm.
Oh, you got the biggest half. What did you wish, Virginia?
I wished I had never eaten that turkey.
That's gratitude for you. It certainly was a thankless task. having a turkey killed for such ungrateful guests.
Yes, that poor turkey, to think he had to be killed.
He had the saddest eyes I ever saw.
Can you blame him? Look who he died for.
Lucille, you keep out of this. Poor turkey. That was the only turkey I ever saw that had one foot in the gravy. But didn't it taste good, Virginia?
Well, frankly, Jack, the only thing I liked about the dinner was the mushrooms. They were the biggest I ever ate. Mushrooms? Jack didn't have any mushrooms.
Oh, so that's where the doorknobs went. Ted, come here. Did you take the doorknobs off the door?
Well, no, Jack. I was in the kitchen most of the time. I was eating a swell turkey I found there.
What are you talking about, Ted? I didn't serve any turkey in the kitchen.
Sure you did, Jack. It was a little tough. I didn't mind. I used a saw.
A saw? You dope, you ate a decoy.
Oh, no wonder two wild turkeys kept following me down the street.
Oh, go away, Ted, will you? What's the matter with you, Gail? You look pale.
Oh, it's that turkey stuffing. I better get to the doctor in a hurry.
Oh, me too.
I can't understand it. Everybody is complaining about that stuffing. Ted, come here. Didn't you take the turkey to the caterer to have it stuffed?
Yes, Jack, but the caterer was closed.
Well, where did you have the turkey stuffed?
I took it to my brother.
Well, is your brother a caterer?
No, he's a taxidermist.
No wonder. That bird was so full of sawdust, I thought I was eating a woodpecker. Play, Ted, will you?
Ted Fiorito and the Wonder Chorus shrugged their shoulders and dismissed Jack's Thanksgiving dinner as one of those things. Let anyone tell you that you have to be an expert to tell the difference in freshness, texture, fragrance, and flavor. Already, over 500,000 women have compared Wonder Bread with all other breads at their grocers for texture, fragrance, and flavor. And 89 out of every 100 women have judged Wonder Bread best of all. At your grocer's tomorrow, pick up a loaf of Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread has the tender, springy firmness of fresh bread. It's not tough, dry, or hard, nor is it soft and mushy, full of large, irregular air holes. Wonder Bread is different. It's slow-baked, baked about 13% longer than many ordinary kinds of bread. Thus, the freshness, the fragrance, and flavor have not been parched out of it. Why accept bread not so fresh? Try Wonder Bread tomorrow. Wonder Bread also brings you the three added features of 1, better texture, 2, better fragrance, 3, better flavor. Ask for Wonder Bread tomorrow.
Ted, come here a minute. You know, now that Thanksgiving has come and gone, we realize how much we have to be thankful for. Isn't that so, Ted?
I agree with you there, Jack. I'm thankful that things are so good between my band and myself. We're working together now in perfect harmony.
Ted, any time your band is in perfect harmony,
You should be thankful.
Come in.
Mr. Haley, you must remember me. I'm your tailor, and I want to thank you for bringing all your suits to me to have cleaned and pressed.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, by the way, did you find a watch in the last suit I sent over to you?
Yes. I want to thank you for that, too.
Well, anyway, we have plenty to be thankful for. We all get paid for doing practically nothing.
What do you mean, practically nothing? I play for my salary.
Yes, and I sing for my salary.
You're lucky I have to whistle for mine.
Wait a minute, Lucille. You have no reason to complain. You're getting paid regularly.
What do you mean I have no reason to complain? I'm getting tired of broadcasting for 12 a week.
12 a week? You're getting more salary than that.
Who's talking about salary? I'm talking about your audience.
Well, I'm thankful for that 12 a week. Come in.
Mr. Haley, you must remember me. I'm Dr. Hoffman.
Oh, yes, doctor. What are you doing here?
I want to thank you for letting me take care of all the illness in your family. And to show my gratitude, I would like to do a little something for you.
Oh, gee, that's swell of you, doctor.
Oh, think nothing of it. Mr. Haley, do you smoke?
Yes.
Do you inhale cigars?
Yes.
Oh, that's a terrible habit. You should only inhale the smoke.
Well, I'm thankful that's over.
And I'm thankful I can say that the product I've been telling you about all these weeks is the best in the world. I'm thankful I'm on the Wonder Show working for Wonder Bread.
Yes, and to top that off, I'm paying you for it.
That's another wonder.
Now, Lucille.
Jack, I've just discovered something I'm more than thankful about.
What's that, Ted?
Remember last week I started going to grammar school?
That's right, I remember. How are you doing with your studies, Ted?
Swell. And I'm very thankful because yesterday the teacher asked us to figure out a problem in arithmetic.
Yeah,
asked us to figure out a problem in arithmetic, and I got 100.
Gee, that's marvelous. Did you hear that, gang? Hey, Cat.
What?
Ted got 100 in an arithmetic problem.
Good,
that's fine, Ted.
Yes, and I failed.
You failed?
Yes, the answer was 200.
Well, Ted, what are you thankful about?
Oh, I had to stay after school with the teacher. Yahoo!
That must be for me. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
You must remember me. This is Mr. Cummings.
Oh, yes.
I was contemplating putting on a radio program for my concern, and I offered you the job.
Oh, yes. I remember that job you offered me. Yes, I refused it.
That's what I'm thankful for.
Virginia, will you sing till I think up an answer?
While Ted Fiorito is hard at work on his ABCs, Virginia Verrill takes a look at Mother Goose and comes out with a 20th century version of Tom Tom the Piper's Son.
You've all read the story in Mother Goose, how Tommy stole a pig, but the pig got loose. Oh, gather round and Miss Virginia will sing and tell you how Tommy got reformed by swing.
In the village band in my hometown was the piper with a son named Thomas. He taught the kid cornet, but the corniest yet Thomas didn't show a bit of promise. But he kept rehearsing and rehearsing,
and now he's a very famous person. Oh,
Tom, Tom, the piper's son. He plays trumpet and he has fun, and he gets fan mail by the ton. Tom, Tom, the piper's son. Tom, Tom, he joined a band, packed his trumpet and toured the land. He always gets a great big hand. Tom, Tom is simply grand. He can mute his horn with a near accord. Ain't nobody born who can play that jazz as razzmatazz. Tom, Tom, the piper's son. He plays trumpet and he has fun. There are lots of trumpets, but really only one. Tom, Tom, the piper's son. All the jitterbugs down in cotton rugs, and they stomp with joy when Tommy gives up with that whole floor floor. Tom, Tom, the piper's son. He plays trumpet and he has fun. There are lots of trumpets, but really only one. Not that Tom, Tom, but Tom, Tom, the piper's son.
Thank you. reason to bake cupcakes at home if you could buy them guaranteed to be as good, guaranteed to be absolutely fresh for less money. Tomorrow, look on your grocer's counter for the cupcakes carrying these two important guarantees. Hostess cupcakes, spelled H-O-S-T-E-S-S. You'll find Hostess cupcakes different, made of luscious, rich devil's food and thick, creamy frosting. Here's proof they're better. Bake cupcakes at home with your best recipe. Compare them with Hostess cupcakes. If Hostess cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less. You get double your money back. Hostess cupcakes are marvelously delicious, and they're guaranteed absolutely fresh. You get a package of two Hostess cupcakes for only 5 cents. So treat your family to Hostess cupcakes tomorrow.
Oh, come here a minute, Virginia.
Yes, Jack.
Say, tell me, do you read the daily papers?
Why, yes, Jack, I always do. Why?
Well, have you heard what the weatherman says? Oh, the weatherman says it's raining.
Well, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain that the sun will shine.
But have you seen how the weather vane points? Oh, the weather vane points to gloomy.
Oh, it's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Jeepers, creepers, do you mean my eyes?
Gosh, oh, get up. How'd they get so lit up?
Gosh, all, get up, looking at your size.
Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, whoa, it's me. Gotta put my cheaters on.
Jeepers, creepers, glad you like my peepers.
Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes?
Oh, Virginia, I would like to win ya. Could you go for a fella about my size?
Listen, Jackie, you make me feel so wacky when you give me that double take with your eyes.
Golly gee, when I turn my lamps on you, can't you see? I want to put the clamps on you.
Jeepers, creepers, open up those weepers. Oh, those peepers, how they hypnotize.
Well, if you mean my eyes, they're wide.
Oh, how I love those eyes!
That was Virginia Beryl and yours truly singing Jeepers Creepers, or The Eyes Have It. And now...
J is for Jackal, who slinks through the trees. K is for Kangaroo, swift as the breeze. L is for Leopard, who was covered with spots.
Ted, what are you doing?
I'm learning the second part of the alphabet. It's my homework for school. And gosh, I wish you would help me, Jack. The letter M has to be stuck.
Only the letter M?
Yeah.
Well, M, let's see, that's simple. M is for mountain goat.
Mountain goat?
Yes, they live on the tops of mountains.
Gosh, what a funny diet.
No, you don't understand, Ted. These animals are found in the Rocky Mountains of Northwest Canada and are protected from extinction by the Northwest Mounted Police.
Gosh, they must be pretty brave men.
They are, Ted. I could tell you a story about them that would make your hair stand on end. No, only the back part, anyway. This is a story about Sergeant O'Haley of the Northwest Mounted Police, as brave an officer as ever trudged through the frozen north to get his man. The story opens in the lowly outpost, a lonely outpost of the Northwest Mounted Police. As the scene opens, the commandant of the post is pacing up and down the room. Irritable, troubled, desperate.
Men, the reputation of the Mounties is at stake. We must capture Poison Pete, the terror of the Northland. He's been getting away with robbery after robbery. Isn't that right, Sergeant O'Haley?
Right, Chief. A report just came in that he broke into a creamy. Stole 100 pounds of Limburger cheese and went into hiding.
How long is he going to hide?
Till it blows over. Then, we've got to get him. Listen, Chief, there's a radio signal coming on.
Calling all outposts, calling all dog teams. Be on the lookout for a lost policeman. When last seen, he was wearing a blue shirt, leather puttees, red coat, with the duckiest brass buttons you ever saw. That is all.
Oh,
Trooper Phillips reporting, sir. I've been tracing Poison Pete.
You've been tracing Poison Pete, eh? Why did you quit?
Me pencil broke.
Such incompetence. Sergeant O'Haley, you've got to capture Poison Pete today. I put you in complete charge.
Right, Major. Now listen, men. We're going to get Poison Pete. He's the most dangerous outlaw left.
Right.
We must keep after him till there's not a man of us left.
Right.
Now get going. Take the door on the left.
Right.
There's no door on the left.
Right.
Well,
come on, Joe. You come with me. Oh, there are the dogs, all hitched up there. Hello, doggies. All right, Don, quiet down, doggies. Let's go. Mush!
Mush!
Ah, this is my chance, Joe. After I get through with Poison Pete, you know what I'll be?
Mush!
No, Joe, I'm going to get him. Say, what's the idea of itching up the last dog with its back to the others?
Why, I could do it, Sergeant.
Why?
He wanted a change of scenery.
Stop. Hold up. Hold. Why, there's a hunter over there signaling to us from the cabin door. Looks like he's in distress.
Help! Help! I can't open my trap! I can't open my trap!
What's the matter?
My mother-in-law is living with us!
We haven't got time to stop. We're on the trail of Poison Pete. Mush!
Sergeant! Sergeant! We've been gone a long time, and I think we're lost. I'd yell for help if I were you.
I think you're right. Unmush, dogs. Well, I guess I'll yell for help. Here goes. Hello!
Hello!
It's an echo.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's cute. I think I'll try it again.
Why, Wonder Bread! And Hostess Page!
Imagine that, an echo with a sponsor.
Say, your sharpness brought results, Sergeant. Look, here comes an Eskimo.
Oh, say, Eskimo.
Huh?
What are you doing here?
Me got fish for wife.
That's fine. Would you mind selling the fish to me? Me men are hungry.
You no understand. Wife fall in river. Me got fish for wife.
Listen. I need a guide to help me locate Poison Pete. Can you help me?
Me good Indian guide. Everybody know me. Anemic Al.
What? Why do they call you Anemic Al?
Me half bleed.
What's your real name?
Throckmorton F. Cogswell.
What's the F for?
F is for fox, so smart and sly.
No. Never mind that. We're on the... And keep your thing up through the camera. We're on the lookout for Poison Pete. Can you guide us?
Sure. Me follow stars up there. The big diaper.
Dipper, yeah. All right, hop in. Let's go. Mush!
Sergeant, look! The dogs are running away. What'll we do now?
The dogs are running away, eh?
All right.
Don't worry. We'll use our skis. Here. Put yours on. I'll put mine on.
Righto.
Got them on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now walk in back of me.
Okay.
Ouch! Ooh! What's the matter, Sergeant?
I'm not going to tell you again. When you march with skis on, don't use the goose step.
Look, Sergeant. There's Poison Pete's track. They lead to that cabin up there.
Yeah, that's the cabin of my sweetheart, Lucy LaBelle. I got an idea that Poison Pete, the most desperate, bloodthirsty killer in this region, is hiding in there. And I'm going in to face him. Men, there's only one thing I want you to do.
What's that?
Talk me out of it. No, then I guess I'll have to go in. Lucy!
Lucy, are you safe? I've come to save you from Poison Pete and take you out of this cold country. Lucy, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen freezing.
Come out and kiss me.
I can't. I have a chap on my lips.
Anybody I know? Lucy, darling. Poison Pete is coming this way. But come with me and I will save you.
I don't need your help. I'll be protected by my lover, Big Kettle.
Big Kettle?
Yes. Oh, here he is now. My hero.
So, you're the greatest lover. The Casanova of the North. The Don Juan who broke 1,000 hearts?
Yeah, could be.
Are you Big Carol, the Canuck?
I ain't Little Daryl, the Zanuck.
What do you want? I came here to save Lucy from Poison Pete.
Oh, goodness. Is he here?
No.
Then I came to save her, too.
Listen, she's mine.
Oh, pish-posh, she's mine.
Then we'll draw cards for her. Highest man wins.
All right, draw.
All right. There. Oh, I got an ace.
Oh, me, oh, my, look. I got an ace, too.
Curses. I'll draw again. Another ace.
Well, how do you like that? I got an ace, too.
Now, just a minute. Yours is the ace of spades and mine is the ace of spades.
Well, what else could you expect? We're playing with only one card.
You know, I will admit, Big Carol, that you must love Lucy.
Yeah, ma'am. Oh, my. Every time I think of her, I get so sentimental.
You must have spent many a sleepless night thinking about Lucy.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
Oh, no? Then how come your eyes are so bloodshot?
Oh, that comes from drinking borscht.
You won't be able to win Lucy away from me. I shower her with gifts.
Well, so do I. When I came in today, I gave her an Indian bag.
Beat it?
Beat it yourself. I was here first. And besides, I came here to see Lucy all the way from California, and I brought her some trained termites.
Trained termites?
Yeah.
How can termites live here at 60 below zero?
Well, I got pens on my end.
Don't fight, boys. What have you got to offer me?
Lucibella, I offer you the love of an handsome man.
Send him around. And you, Big Carol, what have you got to offer me?
Oh, I got for you mink claws, skunk claws, cat claws, and rat claws, buck skin, deer skin, doe skin, and onion skin, fox tails, wolf tails, nine tails, tattle tails, lynx, mink, pinch and drinks. I'll also get you elk hide, raw hide, inside and outside, nooses, juices, nooses and truces, black seal, brown seal, gray seal, Christmas seal, pelt, felt, belts and smells. I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Wait a minute, I know who you are. You're Poison Pete.
No, hey, you'll never get me alive.
Stop him, man. Get him. Go out, get
him. What happened?
I don't know. Here comes Anemic Al. Maybe he can explain it. What happened, Al?
Me saw Poison Pete go into tent. It's very dark inside, so me light candle and follow him in. Then come big explosion.
Wait a minute. That is no tent here.
Huh. The place I go into have big red sign over it. It say tent.
The sign said tent?
Sure. Tent. TNT.
Oh, take him away. Take him away. Jack Haley, your man Friday, hoping to be off man Friday every Friday at the same hour. Good night.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho ahead. We are the bakers of Wonder Bread. For Mama and Papa and Nellie and Ed, and also for Little Sister. We are the bakers in spotless white, who spend the polish in shining bright. Who bid you now a happy good night. Hurrah for the Wonder Bakers. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Musical selection, Jeepers Creepers, is from Going Places. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.